Hey, We Solemnly Swear listeners, we are sorry for our absence over the last few weeks. We really hope that you all are staying safe. We definitely have missed recording with you guys, but now we are back in business. All of our lives got extremely hectic due to COVID-19. Our jobs required more, our children required more, and the list goes on. So again, we apologize, but we are back. So with that, please sit back and enjoy our latest episode.
We solemnly swear that we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear. We are a group of sisters who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads.
Today we have
Nadine, your framework handling Hufflepuff.
Tori, your frame of reference Ravenclaw.
And Jamie, your game plan Gryffindor.
What's sad is that if the other two had been here, their synonyms would have actually made sense and made it obvious that we're doing staircases.
Yes,
we're doing another mini-sode. Yay! No,
I love mini-sodes.
I know, they're so good. So, in Hogwarts, there are 142 staircases.
Wow!
Woo! Fun. So, according to Rowena Ravenclaw, one of the founding father figures. Her chocolate frog card says that Rowena herself came up with the ever-changing floor plan of Hogwarts Castle.
Why?
We do want to clarify at the beginning of this that the staircases of Hogwarts do not move in the way depicted in the films. They do move in random directions and in regular intervals, which makes it imperative to memorize their patterns. There is a quote from, Philosopher's Stone. It says, there were 142 staircases at Hogwarts. Wide, sweeping ones, narrow, rickety ones, some that led you somewhere different on a Friday, some with a vanishing step halfway up that you had to remember to jump. Then there were doors that wouldn't open unless you asked politely or tickled them in exactly the right place.
Creepy.
And doors that weren't really doors at all, but solid walls just pretending. It was also very hard to remember where anything was because it all seemed to move around a lot. The people in the portraits kept going to visit each other, and Harry was sure that the coats of armor could walk. So, Hogwarts is a great place to go around without a map.
Did they give the first year's, guidance?
Nope.
Figure it out.
They did. I think I should have reread that part, but doesn't Percy say, this is a direct route? This route won't change on you kind of a thing when he's, taking them? Or is that a movieism? It's probably a movieism.
I just feel like I would have so much anxiety with this. When I went into high school, I went 3 weeks before. I went and practiced where all my classes were. And I mapped out, when I had time to go to my locker. And when I would have, which direction I would go here. And then on the first day of school, it just went all out the window. Because 3,000 kids into the school, and it all looks so different, and I'm following the flow of traffic. I was like, I think I'm supposed to turn back there, and I don't know where my class is. So this would be extremely stressful for me.
But I also, in high school, never switched my route. I always went the same exact way to every single class, but you couldn't do that all the time. Fridays, it did something else.
It's true.
Awful.
It's true. No, I did the exact same thing, Nadine. I totally went and I mapped out everything, but I would have had to do the same thing here, figure it all out the first day.
Yeah, you don't have 3 weeks prior to school to figure this out.
You just go.
You
just kind of figure it out. Maybe there's a leeway the first week. It's okay if you're late because we understand
they're
that.
Better.
you ended up on the wrong floor. So the main staircase that is mentioned the most, I want to say that it's a main staircase that leads to Gryffindor Tower or is really close to Gryffindor Tower because Harry talks about it almost every other chapter. Harry has lots of fun with this staircase because it has the vanishing step in it. This is where, during his fourth year, he sunk his entire leg down inside the step when he was paying too much attention to the Marauder's map. And he lost the map that night, as well as the egg, because it went bouncing and screeching down the entire staircase. but, I mean, this one is mentioned many times. Neville falls in the step all the time, having to have people help him up and out. It's always talked about how they have to jump.
Pretty much sounds like now, quicksand. Like,
yeah, right? Terrifying.
Like, where does their leg go? Into the foundation.
Well, I think you can see it. Don't they mention that you can, like...
It's on the ceiling somewhere,
yeah, from underneath. Yeah, like you see someone's leg in the ceiling from down below.
Could you go all the way through and like fall out of the ceiling?
That would actually be awesome.
I don't think so.
You're like, I got this. Mm-hmm. My class like, is two floors down.
Push,
jump.
You can't pull me up. Just push me down.
Just push me down.
Just do it. Last cause. Just push me.
I can do this.
Oh my goodness.
That's awesome. No,
that's terrifying. Another pretty main staircase is the astronomy staircase. It is the extremely steep spiral staircase that goes to the astronomy corridor. And that has it's part of the astronomy tower. I feel like since it is such a steep spiral staircase, that if it also, like, would spin, that would be very awesome. Like I know
escalator.
It doesn't,
like
but, like...
escalator. She was like, yes, please.
You might as well just make it as horrible as possible.
Oh, my gosh.
And then there's also the Ravenclaw staircase, which is in the Ravenclaw Tower. At the top of the staircase, one of the doors leads to the Ravenclaw common room. Harry visits this during the Battle of Hogwarts, when he's trying to find the Ravenclaw-based Horcrux. Yep. It seems pretty obvious where, the Ravenclaws, where they all live, because it's like the Ravenclaw Tower.
Yeah, but nobody ever gets in unless they're a Ravenclaw.
Yeah, it's just kind of funny because totally it's like, don't they not? They don't really know where like the Slytherins actually go for a while before they
because
realize
theirs is hidden behind a freaking
they
wall.
They just talk to a brick wall like a slithery snake.
Yeah, but it's like Gryffindor and Ravenclaw literally have a tower for themselves, so it makes it kind of obvious.
Yeah.
No one's ever broken into the Hufflepuff common room, I'll tell you that.
It's because they just go to the kitchen instead.
Tell you what. I know.
All right, another staircase that is mentioned. It's called the swiveling staircase, or that's what Ginny calls it. She says, you can't come down here. No, sorry. You're going to have to go around by the swiveling staircase. Someone's let off garroting gas just along here. And this is in Order of the Phoenix. And Jamie, this is what I always thought. When they said swiveling staircase, I always pictured an escalator.
Yes.
But yeah, this is staircase is mentioned when Ginny was creating a diversion to let Harry go into Dolores Umbridge's office so he could speak with Sirius. Yeah.
It sounds like people don't like using it either because
well,
she's
that's the
having
thing, though,
to tell
like,
people
it's
to...
not like Harry sitting there like talking about the stairs and every time he's walking to class. So they totally could have used it.
Yeah.
But it was mentioned.
Talk
an honorable mention.
Next, we have the marble staircase, which is a wide flight of stairs that connects the entry hall with the first floor corridor. And it's obviously, since it's like entry hall to first floor, it's used all the time by all the students. There's nothing scary about it, right? It's just a staircase.
Just a standard staircase.
The standard marble staircase.
That's good.
Just your typical staircase.
And Harry and Voldy definitely probably had their duel right around here because they were right next to the entry hall. So I'm sure that they fought.
Don't try
on the
it, Anakin. I've got the high ground.
I've got the high ground.
You underestimate exactly my banter.
And then, last but not least, the Grand Staircase is a massive stairway in Hogwarts, which is used to access each of the castle's main floors, so including the dungeons. These staircases have an enjoyable habit of moving around and include several trick stairs. We believe that this is the staircase most mentioned in the books, but it's only mentioned once as one continuous staircase because it technically wasn't
It wasn't continuous.
Right.
Like they always, like I said before, I think this is one where it was like, oh, I'm taking the staircase from the third to the fourth floor. But yeah. I think this is like the grand the main staircase artery of the, yeah. But it's also the one that moved, like random parts of it would not be there or stuff like that.
Yes.
So not move like the movies where they tilt like this, like randomly moved.
But yeah, it would have multiple breaks on each floor from the dungeons up to the seventh floor. So yeah, like main artery with like branches
off. Yeah, that would, so they could randomly just like appear where they wanted to, I guess.
Yeah. So, well, someone I read on Reddit, like someone was explaining, like, you obviously, movie magic can't handle like making a 30-step staircase become a 60-step staircase and skipping a floor altogether. Like, what if that was something that happened? Like, it would, like, go from the second to the fourth floor on Fridays. And then, like, another staircase would just, like, not be there. And it would move to somewhere else or, like, be along a different wall. And you'd be like, what the heck? Like, I'm on the east side instead of on the west side. Like, shoot. Like, so I think that's how I picture it. Like, just Rowena, like, I'm going to make them be on their toes while they're at school learning.
They
like,
will think. They will learn.
They will figure this out.
Whether they're in my house or not.
Was it meant to be like a school safety thing? Like,
except in a fire drill.
Except in a fire drill.
The fire marshal is like, this will not fly. This is horrible. How are we going to get these kids out of here?
It's like, I went up the stairs and ended up in the dungeon. How?
Oh my goodness. If anyone watches Modern Family, there is a part, there's a episode where Phil is trying to sell, he calls it the impossible house. And he's like, you can see that there's an imperceptible rise as we're walking to the basement. And then they're like on the third floor. He's like, oh.
Oh, shoot. Oh, my goodness.
I love it.
It's great.
I did see someone on Tumblr had said that the reason that they don't actually do PE in Hogwarts is because that is PE, is the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
all 142 staircases? Yeah. No way. Nobody needs it. Especially, I mean, like, the Gryffindors go up to a seventh floor. The Ravenclaws go up to a seventh floor. I mean, Hufflepuffs are the only ones that might need PE. No offense.
Well, yeah.
Especially because they're by the kitchens. Kitchen.
They're down by the kitchens. All they have to do is go down.
Yeah. We have no reason to go up.
We have no reason.
You can't make me.
Hufflepuffs and Slytherins.
I love it.
At least the Slytherins, like, if they did have a class that was on like the sixth floor or something, they can get the uphill done with at the beginning of the day and then it's all downhill. But like being in the tower is like your walk to your every night is like the worst.
Oh, I forgot my book. Oh, I got this. So goodness.
Well, if you want to eat, you have to go all the way down and then you have to go back up to get your stuff.
I'm sure there are stairs. There's stairs down. So when we have to go eat at the Great Hall, we got to go up the stairs. It's not like towers of stairs, but there are stairs.
But there are stairs.
There's like three. No, I'm just kidding.
It's like stairs.
No, I always wish like, this is when like chutes and ladders would come in huge handy. Like,
don't talk
stairs
to me about
and slides. And like, this would be amazing.
The kids make me play chutes and ladders three times a day, and it's the most infuriating game. Because on the last two rows, they have the most slides that you can hit. And it's like, why not put those at the bottom?
What?
Because I just got to the top, and now you're sending me down to the bottom. Anyway.
But how fun would it be to have a giant slide that, like, that would be mirrored there, where the grand staircase was. Like, that's
called
the
Chamber of Secrets.
Or just like
the only one with the cool slide,
a massive fire pole so that you could just slide down the hall.
That'd be terrifying.
You would get like that burn on your hand, friction burn.
It's a pretty severe chafing, but it'd be worth it.
Oh my god. Hashtag worth it. Made it to class on time.
They're wearing all their robes. They just have to like cling onto it and their robe.
Well, that was
would
our question.
Them.
Are they wearing clothes under their robes? Because we think Snape wears LuLaRoe. Leggings.
That's all he's got on. That's terrifying.
He's got all the cool patterns.
Oh, man. Well, that pretty much wraps up our staircases. I mean,
our staircase.
It's another cute little mini-sode of Inside Hogwarts.
Inside Hogwarts. Remember, you can always reach out to us on our social media at We Solemnly Swear Cast. ask us your questions. Tell us your favorite staircase, obviously. Like, yeah, which ones would you avoid? Like the plague. Well,
we want to know if other people were like Nadine and myself and went to school, a regular high school, without moving staircases 3 weeks early to make sure that they could get to all their classes.
An anxiety attack.
Just in case. If you are a planner or a prepper, let us know. And let us know if you disagree with anything we said. But we'd love to hear from you.
Mischief managed.